Excited to have the new assistant general manager of the Sanford Premier Center join us this morning. Chris Semrau is here. Chris, welcome. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be in Sioux Falls and great to be part of a fantastic project.
Well, it's got to be. I mean, as we've watched now the construction of the new Denny Sanford Premier Center out there, what is it like to be there and a part of that and watching all of that come together?
Well, it changes dramatically every week, and the crews do a fantastic job, and they take pride in what they're doing. And it's neat to see so many local and regional folks on the job, and it really will be transformational for the community, and I hope everybody's very proud come this fall.
Now, what are the challenges for you as the assistant general manager, and here's this brand-new facility? I've got to think maybe it's a little chaotic for you.
Absolutely, and we're continuing to operate existing facilities as well.
Right.
But it's like building a house where things on paper may not translate the same. And so fortunately, there's great minds involved with every step of the project. So we're trying to work through operational issues and things that you plan one day but maybe change the next. And so it's great that they're doing it in an efficient, budget-conscious way. And I tell you what, the value they're getting for this project is very impressive.
Big announcement last week. Eric Church is going to be at the Premier Center. Country fans are just ecstatic about it.
It is a big deal. I mean, Eric Church is on his first leg of his tour is playing Madison Square Garden and Philadelphia and Kansas City and Sioux Falls. And so to be really one of the smallest markets he's chosen to play is a feather in the community's cap. And we need this show to be successful so we can continue to tell the story that we have a great asset in this market and we want to do more successful events. And so demand should be very, very strong this morning. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. And we really encourage folks to come out and support this event, and hopefully it'll lead to more successful events of all different genres in the market.
I know the crew down at our sister station here, KTW Big Country, KTWB, they're just excited. They couldn't think of a better country artist to kick off the new Premier Center. As you're looking at acts and shows to bring in, how do you go about that process?
Well, it's not as easy as one would think of, hey, I get emails every day.
You're right.
Why don't you go get this? Why don't you go get that? We're aware of everything that's out there and everything that makes sense. And we've prioritized those and we make an action plan and go after them. You know, you have to find a date that works for both of you and the time they're in your part of the country. And are you the right size venue? Are you too big? Are you too small? And then the bottom line is, what's the bottom line? And so do you want to provide the deal they're looking for? And we want to get great events, but we also want to make good business decisions as well. And so sometimes things don't line up and you pass. And we're okay sitting dark if we have to, rather than taking a irresponsible risk. And so we've got a lot of great things on the go that I think people will be very pleased with in the next few months. Eric Church is not the first act in the venue, but it's the first publicly announced act for December 6th.
Yeah, and I know there are other things in the work, but like you said, that's the only publicly announced one. So we're waiting with anticipation to hear what else is planned for the new Sanford Premier Center. Now, you and I were visiting off the air, and you've got a lot of experience doing this. You were talking to me about your time up at Ralph Engelstad Arena up in North Dakota. How does that experience going to help you here at the Sanford Premier Center?
Well, I was the luckiest guy in North Dakota to go right from college to moving two blocks away to opening a new fantastic facility and working for the Engelstad family. It's one of the most remarkable facilities in the world. It really is. It's beautiful. And working there for 14 years and opening and operating a venue there, hopefully there's a few things that I can, some best practices that work for the Ralph that I can bring and apply here. And so I'm going through the chance of opening a new venue in a similar kind of market, I think is a very valuable one. And I've seen events that work up there and ones that don't. And hopefully it's a very similar template to this part of the country. So hopefully I can apply and bring some value right away to Sioux Falls.
What are some of the biggest challenges for you, maybe, especially with this just being the center just headed toward opening?
A good question. No major issues, but it's all the nuances and making sure that you're you know exactly how many seats you have and that they fit and just the little things that look good on paper that you hope translate once you actually have the brick and mortar in and you can set up the first day. And you're selling a show now for December for, multiple months away. And all of a sudden you open up in September, might realize, oof, there is a sightline issue here or this might not fit there. So we're trying to be conservative and be cautious, but also be aggressive in our planning as well.
Well, let's talk again about the tickets for Eric Church going on sale today. For people who want to get tickets, what do they need to do, Chris?
Ticketmaster.com or you can call Ticketmaster or come on down to the box office at the Sioux Falls Arena. 10 a.m. they go on sale, and I really feel demand will be overwhelming this morning. If you're interested in going, your best shot is right away at 10 o'clock. We think demand will warrant selling behind the stage, making a 360 type of performance. It's going to be a big deal come December 6th.
I can tell, as an old-timer, and I was in country radio years ago, and saw Garth Brooks at the Sioux Falls Arena just as his career was really taking off, and it was absolutely huge. And you got the same thing here with Eric Church. He's just a huge country phenomenon. It just promises to be a terrific show.
And hopefully that success leads to success. And if this one can be great, we can tell the story and continue to leverage this for other great events for the community.
Chris Semerow is the assistant general manager of the new Denny Sanford Premier Center. Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Good luck with the ticket sales today.
Thank you.